The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Let's start with this one from Good Housekeeping. Podcasts, tune in to tune out. These free audio favorites featuring inspiring female hosts and producers will get you through a long walk, a short commute, or anything in between. First, relax to Becoming Wise. Gain new insight on life and morality in the time it takes to brew a mug of tea with this podcast from On Being Krista Tibbett. Episodes feature chats with thought leaders such as John Lewis and Brené Brown. Next, laugh to Call Your Girlfriend. Hosts and long-distance besties Ann Friedman and Aminatou Sow chat about everything from current events to pop culture, books, and the news in this hilarious and insightful podcast that makes great background listening for chores or travel. 3. Commiserate to The Motherhood Sessions. Even supermoms need a little advice sometimes. In this informative podcast, reproductive psychiatrist Alexandra Sachs sits down with mothers wrestling with a problem. They work it out together, and you'll come away with useful intel, too. Next, tap your foot to Dolly Parton's America. Join host Jad Abumrad on a personal journey to learn why America loves Dolly and how deep her impact on society is. Visit her childhood home and her theme park. Learn stories behind her songs and see a different side of the iconic Southern Belle. Next, learn from Every Little Thing. Host Flora Lichtman explores topics ranging from why office plants are a thing to who invented pants and how black holes work. Get your next conversation starter here. And an uplifting one, We Wellbeing Podcast. Canada's First Lady, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, who has talked openly about her experiences with anxiety and an eating disorder, explores mental health stigma and taboos with celebrities, advocates, and experts. Next up from Better Homes and Gardens, Decoding Your Hormones. You may think that reproductive hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, testosterone affect only, well, reproduction. But they impact so much more, including your mood and your brain, heart, and bone health. A quick guide to what's going on. Hormones, well, we start here, I think. Is there a menopause? Not really. At least men don't have the type of menopause women do. Women have a dramatic drop in hormones compared to the slow decrease of testosterone men experience as they age, about 1% a year starting around their 30s. Men do, however, experience some of the same side effects. As testosterone diminishes, men might notice decreased energy levels and a slower metabolism. Hormones by the ages. There are three main shifts. First, reproductive years. This is when you've got good levels of estrogen, which protects against heart disease and helps build and maintain bone mass. You're also producing testosterone. Yes, women have it too, which contributes to a healthy brain and strong muscles. Your cycles are likely fairly predictable between 21 and 30 days. Day one is when your period starts. Watch out for irritability and fatigue of PMS, which affect many women who are sensitive to the hormonal fluctuations of the menstrual cycle. PMS happens when there's not enough progesterone to balance out the estrogen, says Wendy Warner, MD, a functional medicine gynecologist in Langhorne, PA. Increased stress hormones, such as cortisol, lead to lower progesterone levels, worsening PMS. The estrogen drop later in the cycle can also cause migraines. Consider trying magnesium. The mineral may help ease PMS symptoms and migraines. Aim to eat one or more servings daily of magnesium-rich foods, like leafy green vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Or ask your doctor about a supplement, says Erica Song, MD, an integrative gynecologist in Inglewood, New Jersey. The recommended dose is 300 milligrams, but some women need more. Next phase is perimenopause. The 7 to 10 years before you reach menopause is when your hormone levels start to change. The usual rise and fall of estrogen levels become erratic. Some months you may not ovulate. Those months you don't produce as much progesterone. Watch out for, hormone-wise, your influx. But knowing what's going on and that the symptoms have a physical cause can give you a sense of control. Low progesterone levels can cause insomnia and anxiety. As estrogen dips, your body can't regulate blood sugar as well, which can lead to weight gain and brain fogginess, says Sarah Gottfried, MD, author of The Hormone Cure. Excess cortisol can also destabilize the balance between progesterone and estrogen, leading to more symptoms. Consider trying resistance training, lifting weights, or doing exercises that require working against your body weight, such as push-ups, help maintain muscle mass, which decreases with age, slowing metabolism, and minimize weight gain. Resistance training strengthens bones to protect against osteoporosis, which you're at higher risk for as estrogen levels drop. Aim for 20 minutes 2 to 3 times a week. Changing your exercise routine. Vary your workout with an app offering different types of workouts. Check out dailyburn.com, which has group classes as well as one-on-one training sessions, and also try CardioCast. Upping your omega-3s can help. These fatty acids are central to brain health and can help keep your cognitive function strong. Found in walnuts and fatty fish like salmon and tuna, omega-3s help reduce overall inflammation. And the last phase or stage is menopause. Once you haven't had a period in a year, you're officially at menopause. Your ovaries retire and stop making estrogen and testosterone, Warner says. Your adrenal glands still make a small amount of testosterone, and some of this gets converted to a very weak estrogen. But you're off the hormonal roller coaster, which eases the associated symptoms and conditions, including PMS and headaches. Watch out for, up to 80% of women get hot flashes that can start in perimenopause and last into menopause. The drop in estrogen can weaken pelvic floor muscles, so leaks may happen, and up heart disease risk. Consider trying meditation. Research found that women who meditate 20 minutes 3 times a week had milder menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and mood swings. Also try pelvic floor exercises. Women who enrolled in a yoga program with moves targeted to the pelvic floor had a 70% decrease in incontinence. Find a few low-key exercises at BHG, that's betterhomesandgardens.com/yoga. Another thing to try, hormone therapy. Research on hormone therapies affected is on certain conditions is ongoing. So discuss with your doctor the potential benefits, such as fewer hot flashes and less vaginal dryness, versus possible risks such as blood clots and strokes. Keep your hormones in check. The golden rule of good health also apply here. First, exercise. Try yoga. Research has shown that it helps women feel better during the hormonal ups and downs. For the biggest benefit, aim for 30 minutes most days. Sleep. The sweet spot, 7 to 8.5 hours. When you don't sleep well, it can disrupt the delicate dance between estrogen and progesterone, Gottfried says. Confirm that you're getting enough sleep by wearing a tracker. Gottfried likes the Aura Ring and Fitbit. And take 30 minutes. The best way to balance hormones is to take care of yourself, Warner says. She suggests spending at least 30 minutes every day trying something relaxing. Journaling, walking outdoors, reading. This calms your brain and reduces levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which can exacerbate other hormonal fluctuations. And a very last item here, the best time to quit smoking? Surprisingly, your hormones impact this too. Research has found that tobacco withdrawal symptoms were more bearable for women during the first half of their cycles, day 1 to day 14. To further increase your odds, get support at cdc.gov/quit. From Good Housekeeping, 14-day keto plan, easy diet, delicious ways to go keto. If you've been wondering whether the keto diet is right for you, our 14-day keto meal plan, reviewed by experts at the Good Housekeeping Institute, offers a delicious way to dive in. The comprehensive guide explains the basic principles of ketosis, a metabolic state that helps you burn fat for fuel and can lead to weight loss for some people, as well as common pitfalls of keto eating plans, and there's even a detailed shopping list. But the piece de la resistance is more than 30 delicious, keto-friendly recipes and snacks, such as coconut lime cheesecake bombs. The plan comes complete with 2 weeks of high-fat, low-carb meals that will satisfy even the pickiest eaters. You can download the PDF at goodhousekeeping.com/keto for $10. From Real Simple, tips for food allergy parents. Prevent allergies with early introduction. Parents used to be advised not to feed babies peanut products and other top allergens until age 1 or 2. But in the past 5 years, large, rigorous clinical trials have shown that early introduction of peanuts reduces the chance of developing an allergy. Other trials support the early introduction of eggs and milk. These findings turned everything upside down, says Erica Cravanas, MD, a pediatrician in Louisville, Kentucky. Now she and other doctors urge parents to feed babies peanut products and other potential allergens early and consistently, starting as young as 4 to 6 months. This is an especially good move for babies with egg allergies or eczema, who are at high risk of developing more allergies. If the eczema is severe, though, consult a doctor to make sure your child doesn't already have a particular food allergy before you introduce the allergen, says Hugh A. Sampson, MD, an allergist and professor of pediatrics at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. Next, see a food allergy expert. Blood and skin prick tests can be tricky to interpret. About half the time, the test could be positive, but if you actually ate the food, you wouldn't react, says allergist Tina Sindler, MD, clinical assistant professor of allergy and immunology at Sanford University School of Medicine. This can make people cut out foods needlessly. Bottom line, find an informed allergist to help you navigate the diagnoses. Next, use discretion with social media. Support groups can be beneficial, but since they're often populated by people who need help, you may not hear as much from people who are successfully managing their food allergies and doing well, says Sakina Bajawa, MD of Kaneland Allergy and Asthma Center in North Aurora, Illinois. You are more likely to get a bit of skewed perspective because you tend to see worst-case scenarios. And next, explore treatment options. Oral immunotherapy, or OIT, involves ingesting a culprit food, such as peanuts, eggs, tree nuts, milk, wheat, or shellfish, daily to desensitize immune cells. The only FDA-approved food allergy treatment, Immune Therapeutics peanut flour capsules, called Palflorzia, is a form of OIT. A small number of allergists have recommended OIT regimens using commercial food products. For some families, gaining the ability to safely eat 1 or 2 peanuts, for example, can be transformative. Before her daughters did OIT, Jessica Welcome of San Carlos, California, said they had to stay away from any food labels that said may contain or made on shared equipment, which rules out a lot of stuff. After OIT, they could ignore those warnings. It opened up Halloween in a whole different way. From Woman's Day, Book Lover's Day. Dive straight into one of these awesome page turners. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. First, A Quirky Mystery from Jennifer Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R, called Big Summer. After plus-sized influencer Daphne agrees to be in a frenemy's beachside wedding, a devastating scandal follows. Next up, a fantasy called Curse of the Night Witch. And I can't read. Alex Aster is the author's name, A-S-T-E-R. On Emblem Island, destiny is predetermined, but after Tor wishes for a new one, he awakens cursed and embarks on a quest to reverse it. Next, a family drama called Friends and Strangers by J. Courtney Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. Struggling new mom Elizabeth instantly bonds with her babysitter Sam, but Sam's increasing involvement in social justice threatens their friendship. And last, A Juicy Romance by Ellen Hildebrand, Hildebrand, called 28 Summers. On her deathbed, Mallory asks her son to call a phone number. On the other end is Jake, her secret fling, and a presidential candidate's husband. Okay. From Better Homes and Gardens. Finding home. Fostering a dog or cat prepares them for life in a forever home while giving you a chance to try pet parenting. What to know if you're considering it? First, do your homework. Every shelter and rescue organization has its own requirements for fostering. Its staff or volunteers can explain them. But also, talk with the organization's fosters about their experiences to learn things like the level of support offered. Your proximity may also matter, says Julie Castle, CEO of Best Friends Animal Society in Kanab, Utah. Many shelters want you to live within an hour of the shelter so you're on hand for medical care and or visits with potential adopters. Be sure to confirm what expenses you'll be responsible for. Many organizations provide the necessary food and supplies. Next, you can be selective. All ages, breeds, and species need foster homes. Kittens, puppies, adults, as well as seniors. So chances are you can find a good fit for your household. Shelters and rescues don't want you to foster an animal you don't feel comfortable with, says Kara Achterberg, author of books about dog fostering and rescue, including Another Good Dog and 100 Dogs and Counting. Think about what type of animal would do best in your house, especially if you have young children and or pets, other pets. Consider variables like size, personality, and energy level. Also, talk to the shelter or organization about your daily schedule. Some pets may require you to be home more often than others. Next, ask about the what ifs. How long the pet stays with you depends on the reason they need fostering. It can be anywhere from days to months. So ask about time frame and have a thorough discussion with the shelter or rescue organization about situations that might arise. Start with, what if there's a medical issue? What if I need to go away? What if the animal winds up not fitting with our family or current pets? And last, how to say goodbye. Adopting out your foster pet can be emotionally difficult, but keep this in mind. When you see the list of pets who need fosters, saying goodbye won't be as hard, Achterberg says. I remind my kids that if we keep our current foster dog or cat, we can't help another. And as an aside, my husband and I foster for the Beagle Rescue in the Triangle, and it is a very rewarding experience. From Real Simple, the staple, marshmallows. Sure, they're little doses of nostalgia and essential on a s'more. But these puffs are also about as close to meringue in a bag as you can get. And when you think of them as a shortcut to sophistication, it's easy to upgrade old standbys. Your Nana's ambrosia is suddenly chic when fresh fruit subs in for canned mandarins. Petite chocolate pies are made luxe with a dollop of Nutella. Even crispy treats go sweet and savory if you add popcorn and pretzels. So three easy recipes using marshmallows. First, summer ambrosia. Stir together 16-ounce halved strawberries and 1 cup each nectarine slices, blueberries, and blackberries in a large bowl. Stir in 1 cup pitted and halved cherries, 3 tablespoons lime juice, and 2 tablespoons honey. Fold in 1.5 cups of marshmallows quartered with scissors and 1 tablespoon chopped fresh mint. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup toasted coconut flakes. Next, mini Nutella pies. Cut 12 circles from 1 refrigerated 10-inch pie crust using a 3-inch round cutter. Transfer the circles to a lightly greased 12-cup mini muffin pan. Fill each circle with 1 tablespoon Nutella. Bake at 450 until crusts are light golden, 6 minutes. Top each with 1 tablespoon mini marshmallows, pushing them gently into the Nutella. Bake until the marshmallows are toasted, 4 minutes. And last, popcorn bars. Melt 5 tablespoons unsalted butter in a large saucepan. Add 1 10-ounce package mini marshmallows, reserving 1 cup. Cook until melted. Remove from heat and fold in 9 cups popped salted popcorn, 1 cup mini pretzel twists, 3/4 cup chopped peanuts, and the reserved marshmallows. Press into a greased 13x9-inch baking dish. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup chopped peanuts. Let set until firm. From Martha Stewart Living, frankly delicious. Hot dogs can learn new tricks, too. This tasty trio riffs on iconic regional sandwiches and has all the key fixins, whether your usual order is mile high, fully dressed, as they say in NOLA, for the works, or pressed. Grill a batch until charred, top them Sammy style, and send your ketchup on vacation. Here are 3 options. First, the Philly cheesesteak dog. Preheat broiler with a rack in the upper third of the oven. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 cup each sliced bell peppers and sweet onion with 2 teaspoons olive oil. Season with salt and pepper. Broil until tender, 6 to 7 minutes. Broil 4 split hot dog buns until toasted, 1 minute. In a saucepan over medium heat, cook 3 ounces American cheese, 2 tablespoons milk, and a pinch of salt, stirring until the cheese melts, 2 minutes. Top the buns with grilled hot dogs, then the peppers, onion, and sauce, and serve. Next, muffaletta style. Preheat broiler with a rack in the upper third. In a small bowl, combine 1/4 cup each olive tapenade and chopped marinated artichoke hearts. Layer 3 ounces fresh mozzarella, thinly sliced, into cut sides of 4 split hot dog buns. Place on a rimmed baking sheet. Broil until the cheese melts, 1 to 2 minutes. Top with grilled hot dogs and the olive artichoke mixture, and serve. And last, Cubano. Preheat broiler with a rack in the upper third. Layer 4 thin slices each country ham and Gruyere into cut sides of 4 split hot dog buns. Place on a rimmed baking sheet. Broil until cheese melts, 1 to 2 minutes. Top with grilled hot dogs, yellow mustard, and dill pickle spears, and serve. From Good Housekeeping, stone fruit. Versatile and rich in vitamin C, peaches, apricots, plums, and nectarines star at this time of year. Here are 3 ways our test kitchen loves to use them. First, a tangy relish. Whisk 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, salt, and pepper. Stir in 1/2 small red onion, thinly sliced. Toss with 3/4 pound stone fruit, peaches, plums, apricots, and nectarines, which has been cut into 1/2 inch thick wedges. Fold in 1/2 cup chopped basil. Serve over chicken or fish. Next, on the sweet and tart side, toss 1 pound stone fruit, which has been cut into wedges, with 1 tablespoon oil. Grill until lightly charred, 1 to 3 minutes per side. Toss with 1 tablespoon each rice vinegar and grated fresh ginger, 1 scallion, finely chopped, and 1 teaspoon thyme leaves. Nice little side dish. And as a smoky dessert, have your, that's H-A-L-V-E, so cut in half, your stone fruit and lightly sprinkle the cut sides with sugar. Grill cut sides down until lightly charred and beginning to caramelize, 1 to 2 minutes. Flip and cook covered, 1 to 2 minutes more. Serve with ricotta and honey. From Woman's Day, Rockin' Drumsticks. 3 glazes that'll make you feel like chicken every night. First, for wow-worthy chicken without all the effort, baste with sauce during the last 5 minutes brushing and turn 2 to 3 times. Brush with any remaining sauce. So here are 3 sauces. First, a sweet and tangy sauce. Whisk together 1/2 cup ketchup, 2 tablespoons cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon dark brown sugar, 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, and 1 chipotle chili in adobo, which has been finely chopped. That's your sauce. The next one, a garlicky herb sauce. In a food processor, finely chop 1 cup parsley, 1/2 cup mint, 1/2 cup olive oil, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 clove garlic, and a half teaspoon salt. And last, for a coconut curry sauce for those drummies, microwave a quarter cup coconut cream from one unshaken can of full-fat coconut milk, 2 tablespoons light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon curry powder, and a quarter teaspoon salt until runny enough to whisk, or about 30 seconds. From Martha Stewart Living, quick pickled red onions. We need 2 small red onions, thinly sliced, 1 cup white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 tablespoon kosher salt. Place onions in a heat-proof bowl. In a saucepan, bring vinegar, sugar, and salt to a boil. Pour over the onions. Let cool completely. Refrigerate, covered, at least 2 hours and up to 1 month. Well, that's long-lasting, isn't it? Active time on that was 5 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, and it made... And that was not including the cooling time. It makes about 2 cups, though. From Martha Stewart Living, sautéed corn with black pepper and manchego. We need 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 6 cups fresh corn kernels from 6 ears, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1/3 cup grated aged manchego or Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese, plus more for serving. Melt butter in a large skillet over medium-high. Add corn and 3/4 teaspoon pepper. Season with salt. Sauté, stirring occasionally until corn is crisp tender, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in the cheese. Serve immediately, sprinkled with more cheese and pepper. Active and total time on that one, 20 minutes. Serve 6 to 8. And another veggie side dish, cucumber herb salad. We need 6 to 7 Kirby cucumbers, peeled, halved, seeded, and sliced, 1/4 inch thick, or about 6 cups. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon unseasoned rice vinegar, plus more to taste, 1/3 cup mixed chopped fresh tender herbs such as parsley, mint, and chives, plus whole leaves for serving, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper. In a bowl, stir together the cucumbers, oil, vinegar, and chopped herbs. Refrigerate, covered, at least 1 hour and up to 1 day. Taste and season with salt, pepper, and vinegar. Serve sprinkled with whole herb leaves. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 20. Serve 6 to 8. And one from Better Homes and Gardens, sweet potato wedges. Cut sweet potatoes in half lengthwise. Then slice each half lengthwise into wedges about 1 to 1.5 inches thick. Toss with a drizzle of avocado or vegetable oil and grill covered over medium-high 4 to 5 minutes or until just cooked through, turning